Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask them in. Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When ain't looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us, cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Sunday Helios Deity Day, March the 19th. Sunday, March the 19th of 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, I've got another show that's interlude, if you will, or a interjection in between the current series that we are doing and the current group that I am working with, which is the Clarinomic group. So hopefully you are part of that group. If not, please email me today at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com so you can get brought up to speed to what the Clarinomics, which simply means the Household Management of the Soul, Temple Builders DNA Blueprint for Success program. Again, this is a part of what we are talking about, and that is the over an understanding of the big picture. How does everything work? Why are you not more wealthy, more healthy, more wise, and engaged in more healthy, fruitful, godly relationships. Why? There's a good reason why. There's a reason why there is a source. There is fuel. There is something that is empowering you to disempower you. Let's overstand. There is something that is empowering you, as I speak right now, to disempower you. So you are engaged in the act of a self-destructive behavior. How do I know? Because I'm engaged in the same activities. And because nobody can teach you what they themselves have not. So I've been through a lot of stuff, so that's why I talk about a lot of stuff. So it's very important for you to understand that I'm not coming with you with a theory today. I'm coming to you today with theorem. I'm coming to you with a closed loop, with a circle, with a kaka, with enough information that's based upon historical fact. And I'm going to give you more historical fact that prove to you today how the universe works and how you may be operating outside of the parameters of the observer determining what is observed. The observer, God, determines what is observed, you. So if you don't understand what the blank does that mean, then you are in deep kimchi. So my brothers and my sisters, today's message, like all these messages, is very, very important for your understanding if you want to be successful. That's a problem. The problem is that word, successful. It's interesting to me that people can say that they are successful, and then you ask them or you look at their lives. You know, you can go to a hood and find somebody that's in the hood. You can go to Africa and find somebody in Africa. You can go to the rainforest in Peru and find somebody in Peru. You can go to the desert out in, you know, Bumbuck, Egypt, and find somebody with a bunch of camels, and they got more camels than everybody else. And so that's their version. That's their definition of success. They may not have the internet. They may not have running water. They may not have indoor plumbing. But they got more goats than you got. They got more cattle than you got. So everybody's in a hut. Everybody got the grass hut. Everybody has no shoes. Everybody has no electricity. But you got 10 goats, and everybody else got one goat. So according to that definition, you're successful. So we first of all have to define the terms. Because as you know, whoever establishes the words that you use, they establishes the world that you live in. So I establish my own world, my own words. That way I can establish my own world. And my words are based upon universal spiritual law that come from the original biblical text, that come from an understanding prior to Constantine. So I always ask everybody, and I would ask you the same thing, if we want to understand how the universe works, the first thing that you got to understand is that the universe that you have is a Christian version of the universe, which is a Cretan, based upon Titus 3, version of the universe. So that's not the original version, so you got a faulty definition. And so therefore you have a faulty universe. Now I would ascertain, or I would ask, or I would recommend that you understand that what I'm talking about today is awareness, because all change starts with awareness. The universe became aware of itself. The universe, God, decided to express himself. God wanted to have little gods, if you want to use that term. He wanted to have sons. He wanted to have daughters. He wanted to express, expose, and expand himself. So the state, the mental disposition, or the condition of being aware means that you have knowledge or consciousness. So the word awareness, again, is the foundation of all change. Consciousness is the foundation of all change. But therein lies the problem. Because we're conscious of what we're not conscious of. So how can you be conscious of something that you're not conscious of? How can you be aware if the word aware or awareness means that I am in a mental state or I am in a mental condition that allows me to have knowledge and consciousness of something? How can you be aware of something that you don't even know exists? For example, let's talk about religion. Everybody, today's Sunday. So how many of you have heard of the Codex Bezan, spelled B-E-Z-A-N, or the Codex Gigas, or the Septuagint, or the Masoretic text, or the Masoretic Jews, or that the word Hebrew means Hebo, and the word Hebo means he who crosses over. So how many of you know that the Hebrew is a mystical or magical language? How many of you know that the Codex Bezine was so called or was named it because it belonged to a guy by the name of Theodore Beza, Beza, B-E-Z-A, who back in 1580 gave it to the University of Cambridge. Now, this is one of the most important Greek manuscripts, if you want to call it that, because in this manuscript is different from the current manuscript. So the reason that most good Christians have never heard of it is because if they did, they would probably wouldn't be Christians. How many of you have heard of and read the life story of John Allegro, who was commissioned by the Vatican, one of only five men, to see what was discovered in the Qumran caves and what came out of Qumran? So if you've never heard of John Allegro, then you may or you may not over, under, and understand consciousness. So John Allegro wrote a book called The Sacred Mushroom. He was a card-carrying believer until he read the Dead Sea Scrolls. And as one of the men that was allowed by the Vatican, first of all, why come everybody? Now, you think that you read the Dead Sea Scrolls? The original Dead Sea Scrolls has never been released to the public, and they never will be released to the public. Why? What's in the Dead Sea Scrolls? So you're not even aware nor conscious of what's in the Dead Sea Scrolls. If you're not aware of what's in the Dead Sea Scrolls, but you're supposed to make a decision based upon what's in the Dead Sea Scrolls, and you've never read it. So you're coming from a place of a lack of awareness. So no change, no permanent change can take place unless you have access to or awareness of the things that allow you to make a conscious decision. So if I want to make sure that you stay in poverty, I am not going to give you the path or the way to wealth. I'm going to give you another path that's going to take you down a rabbit trail that will tie up all of your time so that by the time you figure it out, you are 60, 70, or 80 years old, and you're too old, and you're too tired, and you just give up, and you just live off of Social Security. So everything that you have right now is a trick. It's a con. It's a path to get you on another path. So the path and the way of the true Messiah has been perverted. So that way what you got is the false Messiah, and you go down a false path, and you live and you end up in a false position. You say, well, Brother Will, come on, dog. I don't believe that. Well, there's this thing that's called history. It's very interesting, actually. The greatest fraud that was ever perpetrated upon you, my anointed brother, you, my beautiful sister, is the fact that this thing called pre-Nicene Christianity, which I talk about all the time, what happened or what did Christianity consist of before 325 A.D. when the church fathers was anointed by Constantine before then? Go to church, ask any reverend like the bishop, what did Christianity consist of before Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, before Abraham left Ur? First of all, what is Ur? First of all, who's Abraham's daddy? Where was Abraham? Why was Abraham's daddy a pagan and a sun worshiper? And so what happened when the pagans and the sun worshipers hooked up with the Romans? Now, the Romans, they didn't like this thing called the Essenes. They didn't like the Essenes. Because the Essenes, they didn't have a belief system. They had a way of living that produced fruit. So the Essenes was totally different. Nothing about the Essenes is inside of the Gospels. Why is that? Let me make sure you understand, brothers and sisters, consciousness, how the universe works. See, the universe doesn't work on belief system. The universe works upon immutable laws. These laws are universal. They are so precise that they never return void. Never, ever. They always accomplish that for which they are sent. These universal spiritual laws are not inside of the Helios Biblius. At least the most important ones are not. So if you are a true truth-ologist and a research-ologist, and if you ever prayed the prayer that I prayed, you will be led by the Ruach and the Pneuma past. You will find scriptures that says that God has not written his laws on tablets of stone any longer, but he's written them on the hearts and the minds of his people. And you will be able to see past the fluff. And there will be something inside of your spirit that will let you know that the original context of what we have was reestablished. So that way the teachings of the true Messiah are not in the book. It's impossible to be in the book because the true Messiah himself said that it is impossible. The true Messiah said that my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom was of this world, then my angels would fight for me. Pre-Nicene biblical manuscript is missing some very important keys. One of the keys that's missing, now again, we're talking about consciousness. How does the universe work? Well, the universe works upon pre-Constantine keys. These are the keys of the kingdom. That's what the Bible says in Matthew 23, 8 times, woe to you scribes and Pharisees, because y'all took away the key of knowledge. So these keys were taken. And if you don't understand that, brothers and sisters, you're going to accept the key that was given to you, and you're going to miss the key. Now, one of these keys that I talk about all the time, and I say that Yeshua said that he's the firstborn of many brethren, this is a key. Why? Because John chapter 20, verse 17 is a key that is a cookie blower. So all of the ancient texts highlight this key, but the current text doesn't. I'm just giving you one of a plethora of examples. So John chapter 20, verse 17 in the New International Version says, go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am returning to my Father and to your Father. And I am returning to my God and to your God. Now, Jesus says also that he's the firstborn of. So Jesus makes, Yahushua makes, Yeshua makes, whatever word you want to use. And again, the historical Jesus, again, was anointed as the Messiah, the Christ, according to Acts chapter 2, verse 22. But that's not taught. So let me read John 20, 17 again. Go instead to my brothers. Tell them I am returning to my Father and your Father. And I'm returning to my God and your God. So Jesus says in a plethora of different other scriptures that we are his brother, that he's the firstborn of many brothers. So I got a brother. In fact, I got six brothers. I don't worship none of them suckers. Now, my brothers are very good brothers. In fact, my brother's a year older than me, really was like my father. Without my brother Glenn, I don't know if I would have made it. I especially wouldn't have made it through the boot camp. But he's my brother. So what did John Allegro read? And why was he murdered? He slipped. Dead Sea Scrolls cover up. Triple dare you to go to Google and type in John Allegro, A-L-L-E-G-R-O, and read it for yourself. Now, I've been saying this for 20 years, so, you know, I'm a little salty now. Because your awareness, the fact that you don't have the state or the mental condition to be cognitive. Now, the word awareness means having knowledge. So I don't want, if I want to keep you from being wealthy, if I want to keep you from being healthy, if I want to keep you from being wise, if I want to keep you from being in a great relationship, I'm not going to give you knowledge. I'm going to take away the key of knowledge, which is words. I'm going to make sure that there are certain phrases and words that are kept out. So that way you don't find the way. You got a way, but you don't got the way. Now, there is a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof is death. See, I've been down that way, brother. I've been down that way, sister. You may be on that way right now. It seems right. In your brain, it seems right. You're doing stuff that seems right, but you always end up with poverty. You always end up with sickness. You always end up with ignorance. And you always end up arguing and fighting. You ain't in a damn good relationship, man. Y'all barely can stay, y'all barely can hang out with each other. But you got the truth. The fact that your relationship sucks, the fact that you ain't got no money, the fact that your weight goes up and down or your health is off, the fact that you still eating dead food, dead men for dead people, the fact that you got a dead book that was written by dead prophets that was for dead people. See, I don't serve a dead God. I serve a living God. I go out and I look at one blade of grass. That's exactly what it says in the Essene Gospel of Peace. One blade of grass. One. I can go in my backyard right now. I can sit down and I can stare at one blade of grass and I can see God. One blade of grass. Because I serve the living God. He ain't dead. He's alive. And I see him in every creature. I see him in every tree. I see him in every plant. I see him in every living thing. I see God in all things. That's awareness. Awareness is the ability to see God in everything. I don't care how evil and corrupt it is. It is a state of having consciousness and awareness. All change begins with consciousness. The universe is a conscious universe. The universe is the universe is an observer, and the observer determines what is observed. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. So God determines what he sees, not you. So the only way for you to determine what you see is for you to determine it the same way God does. In other words, the only way for you to change your reality is to your reality. Join God's reality and produce his. Now, God's reality, thankfully, is a reality of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship. God wishes above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. God says that it's better to marry than to burn. God says a lot of good things for you. He says that you're a royal priest, you're a holy nation. So therefore, if I think like God, I manifest the same things as God. So I dropped all my thinking. I did what the Bible says. The Bible says deny yourself, your flesh. So your goal, what is your goal? Oh, you want to be Mr. Olympia. I don't find that in the scriptures nowhere. God said that this is true religion, that anybody that takes care of widows and orphans, that's true religion. In other words, you got to be for the less. You got to be for the underdog. So I am here on this earth to empower. I'm here to uplift the spirits of humanity. That's why I'm here. So therefore, our widows and our orphans, they fall in that category. They are the underdogs. They are the less fortunate. So Jesus said in the Bible, says, when did we see you? And Jesus says, when you've done it unto the least of these, you've done it unto me. So God says, for me to serve him, I got to serve people that are less fortunate than me. So therefore, everything that I do when I wake up is to assist people that are less fortunate than me. And so there are people that are more ignorant. I'm ignorant, but there are other people that are more ignorant. There's people who never heard of the Codex Bazis. They've never heard of it. So therefore, it is my job to tell people about the Codex. It's my job to tell people about people that have never heard of the Codex Gigas. People have never heard of the Codex Sinaiticus. Sinaiticus. People never heard of it. So you're going through your life and you've never heard of one of the most important manuscripts in the history of the world. You've never heard of the Codex Sinaiticus. You never heard of it. But you got reality. So your reality is flawed. Because one of the most important pieces to establish your reality is the sacred text that has been taken out because of Constantine. Now, I'm just talking about religion today, but it's what about wealth? Same thing. What about health? So you mean to tell me that you are unhealthy and you think it has something to do with what? Why are you not healthy? Well, let me tell you why you're not healthy. Because of the way you think. Now, you can, your thoughts override anything that you put in your mouth. If you put it in your mind, before you put it in your mouth, you transmute it. I have a whole book that explains it. I have the science behind it. It's called neurotheology. So I triple dare anybody to prove me wrong. Put it in your mind before you put it in your mouth. It's frequency, brother. Frequency healing. So therefore, if you eat a high vibrational food, you become a high vibrational being. Now, that's always taught by the true Messiah. All of the disciples. Now, let me make sure y'all understand what's going on. This is how the universe should work, but it's not working that way. Because the Codex Bezees, again, there's a text in the Codex Bezees that says, "Thou art my son. On this day I have begotten thee." Now, I can't find that text in the Helios Biblius. But in the ancient text before Constantine, before 325 A.D., that scripture was in the book of Acts. I think it was Acts, when Jesus was baptized by John. Now, Acts chapter 1, verse 2 says this. After giving them instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles that he had chosen. So God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power in the book of Acts. And then it says he went out doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil because God was with him. That is the book of Acts, chapter 10, verse 38. So Acts chapter 10, verse 38 says that before God anointed Jesus, he didn't have this power. So, but Jesus was born, but Jesus is God incarnate. But then I find something that was, again, taken out of the scripture. And it's, again, Acts 2:22 says, Jesus is a man attested by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs, which God did through him in your midst. Acts chapter 2, verse 22. Now, again, I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed, nor am I the brightest bulb in the pack. But there's a reason why I don't worship Constantine's Messiah. My Messiah is a pre-325 A.D. Messiah. I don't have the one that's inside of the current Helios Biblius. I serve a different Messiah. Now, I don't recommend that you just jump on board with what I'm doing. I suggest you do what I did, do your own research, and find out who's Constantine's Messiah. There's a whole book that breaks it down. There's a video. There's a plethora of scriptures. But nobody is aware nor conscious of this. Very few Christians go and ask a traditional church member, what was the Council of Nicaea and what took place? Who was Constantine? And what does the name Constantine mean? Just ask that question. Because the word Constantine means consonant, and ask them, are there any consonants in it? Constantine, the word Constantine also means, again, constellations. So before Constantine, people looked to the constellations. After Constantine, people looked to Constantine. So you're going to have, you got a religion that's not based upon the constellations anymore. Now, they say the Maserut constellations is of the devil. So how can you be before Constantine of God, then after Constantine, now it's of the devil? Can somebody break that down for me? Again, I know I'm a little slow. But if you're not conscious of that, if you're not aware of that, if you haven't attested. Now, the word attested. Now, remember, Jesus was attested, A-T-T-E-S-T, according to Acts 2:22. It means certified. It means to declare to be correct, true, and genuine. Now, before that, he wasn't, according to Acts chapter 2, verse 22. Now, I need you to understand what's going on, because most folks don't. Now, this is just religion or wisdom. The same thing that happened in the areas of wealth, It happened in the areas of health. That's why you got chemtrails in your water. So they had tested, and they said that chemtrails, they didn't even ask you. Some fools just voted and said, we're going to put chemtrails in the air. Some fools got together and said, we're going to put fluoride in my water. I don't want fluoride in my water. But my county officials who know this, they don't drink fluoride. Why is it that the members of Congress have their own health care system? Why don't they go to the same doctors that you go to? Why do their children go to different schools than your children? Why is it there's a totally different system in place for different people? The universe, they know. They corrupted it, but they still abide by it. But you don't. They don't drink water with fluoride in it, so why are you drinking it? They don't go to the VA hospital, but why you go? In fact, they don't go to no public hospitals. They got private doctors. They don't fly on commercial planes. They got private planes, but you fly on a commercial plane. You won't see them eating at Taco Bell or, you know, churches or Popeyes or fast food, but you eat at fast food restaurants, but they don't. Why does the elite, the 1% of the world, why do they eat differently than you do? What do they know that you don't? Well, they understand universal spiritual law, but they're not teaching you. They took out the key of knowledge. That's why Yahushua says, whoa, you can't enter into the kingdom of God, and you are preventing other people from entering into the kingdom of God because the kingdom of God is within. So everybody that's a part of my Clarinomics group, y'all already understand this, because what are we doing? We're building your temple. We're building your body, because right now your body cannot contain what I'm trying to express, expose, and expand to you. So the reason that you're not already more wealthy, you're not more healthy, you're not more wise, you're not more involved in good relationships is because you're not aware, you're not conscious that they exist. Now, you have a way that seems right unto the man, but the end thereof is death, because you never read the Codex Sinaiticus. You never read the Codex Vaticanus. You want to blow your cookies? If you really want to blow your cookies, read that. The Codex Vatican. You know what Vatican means? Foreteller of the truth or foreteller of history. So the Vatican sets history. Don't believe me? I got a 400-page book that I already explained it. I already did the show. What's underneath the Vatican? Have you ever read the Codex? The Codex? The word Codex just simply means book. Have you read the Codex Vaticanus? V-A-T-I-C-A-N-U-S? But you're conscious. But you've never read none of these Codex. You never read a papal bull that's written on human skin. You never heard of the Codex Gigas. So what am I saying, brothers and sisters? I'm saying that your awareness, now it's not your fault. John Allegro found out something, wrote a book called The Sacred Mushroom, wrote a book called The Dead Sea Scrolls and The Christian Myth. John Allegro now, unfortunately, he's not on the planet anymore, because when he started telling the truth, like William Bill Cooper, who wrote a book called The Pale Horse. You want to blow your cookies? Look up William Cooper, Bill Cooper. He's dead. Oh, I'm sorry. He slipped too and had an accident. Why is it that all of the people that I study and read, they all have accidents and they all die quickly? Or they're like my buddy that's hiding out in underground, who just did a video not that long ago, that said that he cannot get into the free energy game because he wants to stay alive. Now, this dude knows, again, how to pull unlimited energy out of the vacuum. His name is Tom Bearden. I talk about Tom Bearden all the time, retired Army colonel. Now, Tom Bearden, still alive, I don't know how much longer, but he's still alive, says that he cannot tell you what he knows. Now, Tom Bearden has a book called, what's the name of this book? It's called Energy from the Vacuum. Now, I heard about Tom Bearden, man, years ago, same way John Allegro. Where's John Allegro? Dead. What about Max Gershom? Came up with the Gershom formula. Max Gershom. Where's Max Gershom? Dead. You know, now all of these men, they were killed. Even Dr. Sabi just recently. Where's Dr. Sabi right now? Dr. Sabi, this happened what? Just this year. Or 2016. Where's Dr. Sabi right now? Dead. Max Gershon, dead. John Allegro, dead. Roy Raymond Rice, dead. Tom Bearden, soon to be. What about David Blair? Dead. So all of my, you know, Miles Monroe, dead. So everybody who teaches the way, the truth, the light, they end up dead. So I need you to understand the severity. Because people ask me all the time, Doc, why you talk in circles? Y'all know that every time I do serious shows on this venue, the show mysteriously either get deleted or I can't even get logged on. So I can't put the true title what I want to talk about. That's why like today's title was very generic. How the universe works. Okay, that's not threatening. The powers that be, they'll let the show go on. And I'm going to drop a few nuggets, but I got to do a private show to tell you the truth. That's why you need to be a member of the Clarinomics Temple Building, because everything that you are eating right now is killing you. Everything. Doc, y'all understand, dude, I buy my stuff from the, you know, organic, killing you. Because your mind has not been regenerated. So, again, if you don't put it in your mind before you put it in your mouth, it's killing you. That's what I'm teaching in Clarinomics. How to remove your limiting beliefs. What is your limiting belief? Your consciousness. What is your consciousness? You don't know. So you are conscious. How can you be conscious while you're unconscious? Can somebody please explain that to me? So let me make sure you understand. So this is what I did. I say, okay, Brother Will, man, you're doing bad stuff, man. You're hurting people. And so I broke it down. I figured out why I was doing bad stuff. The way that I figured out that I was doing bad stuff was the source of me to do the source of me doing bad stuff. Let me make sure you understand. The system, brother, the system, sister, that allows you to think, the way that you think is flawed. So you thinking and you come up with a solution to solve your problem, the way that you came up with the solution is the problem. You cannot solve a problem by thinking in a problematic way. So the first thing you got to do is you got to totally revamp your whole system. That's what I did. And that's what I'm teaching everybody else to do. Clarinomics, brothers and sisters, is how you become the director and the star of your own movie, because right now somebody else is feeding you. Now, you think your thoughts are your own. Really. Like, where do your thoughts come from? Like, think, brother. Think, sister. What are your thoughts? Where do your ideals come from? You got an ideal. Where do you think your ideal came from? Yeah. Your ideal is not yours. It was piped into your head by a thought form being. Now, everybody, Jesus himself says, first of all, the gospel in the original text says that thou art my son on this day that I have begotten thee. Before this day, you was not begotten. Now, again, first of all, you need to understand what the word attested means, because the Bible said that Jesus was attested. Before that, he was unattested. Now, the word attested, again, according to dictionary.com, or any good dictionary, go down to the bottom of the page. It means I affirm you, I confirm you. It literally means I bear witness, I anoint you. It means testament. So the word New Testament comes from the word attested. There would be no New Testament. That means this is a new affirmation. I'm talking about one area. That's religion. We can look at any other area. So why did Jesus say he's the firstborn of many brothers? Why did Jesus say, don't worship me? So why are we worshiping him? Let me ask you, do you got any brothers? Do you worship them? I'm just asking. Now, when I come home, I don't worship my door. I don't stop at the door. Jesus says, I am the door. Jesus says, I am the shepherd. Jesus makes a lot of great statements that people fail to see because our reasoning is flawed. So the formula for finding the truth, again, is to see the reality that no man or woman has ever possessed the truth. It doesn't exist on the planet. That's why Jesus says, again, light came into darkness, darkness perceived it not. So the first thing that you got to get is to realize, just like it says in the book of Revelation, there is none righteous, not one. Satan, that old dragon, who has deceived the whole world. First of all, you got to understand that you are deceived. Right now, I'm deceived. I'm just on a different level of deception. So if you're walking around thinking that you're not deceived, that's how you know that you are deceived. Because if you tell me that the God of the universe tells you that you're deceived, and you tell him you're not deceived, I know you're deceived. See, the truth is not of this world. I know this is contrary to your belief system, but why does the Bible says that there is a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof is death? Proverbs 14:12. Now, the Bible talks about in the book of Isaiah that his thoughts are not like our thoughts, his ways are not like our ways. And it's interesting because the Bible tells us also that the carnal mind cannot perceive the spirit, the spiritual things of God. So we have to understand that Isaiah 55:8, when it says that, for my thoughts are not like your thoughts, my ways are not like your ways. So I know something's off. Now, I need to find out what's off, and I need to get it turned on. That's the word codex means. Now, inside of your DNA, you have what is called a codon. C-O-D-O-N. Everything inside the ancient text was called a codex, which is similar to a codon. So right now, your DNA is turned off. So there's certain words that turns your codes on. Now, I have all this on my website, masterteacher33.com, explaining how spiritual therapeutics work. So certain words that you hear, certain phrases, turn certain codes on inside of your DNA. That makes you aware. Now, you are aware that you are unaware. So how did I become aware that I was unaware? Now, I was a licensed and ordained minister. I teach everything that now I'm against. So how did I change, brother? How did I change, sister? Now, remember, I didn't read about it in a book. I stood up in front of hundreds of people on Sundays, and I teached Jesus Christ. I taught the Trinity. I taught that Jesus was the Son of God. Jesus was God incarnate in the flesh. I taught it. I taught tithing. I taught this stuff. 10 years. But my life did not produce no fruit. So I started asking questions to the Reverend Dr. Bishops. They couldn't answer it. So I went elsewhere, and I went off the planet to find the truth, not a version of it. And what I found is not what I teach. Because what I found is that every man who thinks he knows is possessed by an illusion of knowledge. They have a way that seems right, but the end is death. Now, my definition of death is you ain't got no money, you're dead. You in sickness, you're dead. You ain't got no wisdom, you're dead. You ain't got no relationship with yourself, you ain't got no relationship with your God, you ain't got no relationship with nobody else, you're dead. The reason that you ain't got no relationship with nobody is because the false you is sitting inside of the organic you and is producing what is called organic limitations. Meaning that there is an ego acting like your higher self, but it's not you. And your ego will always keep you on a lower vibration. So you got to be enlightened to the reality that you got to pass this test. And this test will allow you to, if you pass it, it allows you to expand your perception, it allows you to expand your awareness, and it allows you to expand your thinking beyond this lower OP level. So this world we live in is a world of organic portals. Everybody is an organic portal. Now, some have souls, but their souls, again, mind, will, emotion, imagination, intellect, has been possessed by a lower vibrational being. Therefore, you live a lower vibrational life. So we got to expose you. I got to expose you to the divine matrix that's found primarily like in books like the Gospel of Thomas. Because the Gospel of Thomas says, but if you will not know yourselves, you will dwell in poverty. And it is you who are or who is that poverty. Whoever finds himself is superior to the world. That means this lower vibration. So the Gospel of Thomas tells me that I've been controlled. I've been fooled. I've been tricked. I've been bamboozled. So I need to understand, how was I tricked? That now I don't have a consciousness. I don't have awareness. I don't have the perception. I can't perceive higher truth. I can't perceive this, that Jesus Christ is my brother. I can't perceive that. He's my God. So I don't do what he say. I don't follow him. I just worship him. So everybody worship him, but how many people you know that follow him? How many people, you know, Jesus said, deny yourself, pick up my cross, and follow me. How many people, now, the Bible says that I'm the offspring of God. The Bible says that. So my Bible tells me clearly that I am the offspring of God. Now, John 3:2 says something that's interesting. John 3 says, it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. We shall be like God and shall see him as he is. So we're going to be like him. The offspring of a thing grows up to be like the thing, the Bible says. Psalms 82:6 says, do you not know that you are God's? But you're going to die like men. I'm not a man, but I'm going to die like a man if I don't expand my consciousness like a God. You got a choice today. You can expand your consciousness like God and become like God. I know it's contrary to your theology. I'm sorry. No, I'm not. I'm sorry. Or you're going to die like a man. This is your choice. You can die. You can stay on this low vibrational level. You can eat low vibrational food. You can have low vibrational conversation. You can be in a low vibrational relationship, and you're going to die a low vibrational being. Or you can tune in to the sound, to the frequency, to the wave, or to the vibration. It has nothing to do with physical stuff. It has to do with the mental. It's your mind, brother. Put it in your mind. Matthew chapter 5, verse 48. Matthew chapter 5, verse 48. This is how the universe works. Matthew 5, 48. The virtue of man and of God is identical. And therefore, we are taught to become perfect as our Father in heaven is perfect. Now, that is the New Living Translation. Let me say that again, real slow. The virtue of man and God is identical. He taught, or he said, be ye perfect, for I am perfect. Now, I don't know nobody teaching that. I don't know nobody teaching to put on the mind of Christ. I don't know nobody to tell you that think like Christ. They tell you to worship him, but they don't tell you to be like him. That's the problem. So how does the universe work? The same way Christ worked. The greatest of all lessons that was said by Clement of Alexander way back before there was such a thing called Christianity. He said that the greatest of all lessons is to know oneself. For it is one's knowledge of self. It is one who knows himself. Because when you know yourself, you will know your God. For yourself and your God are of the same virtue, of the same nature. Just like it says in 1 Peter, where it says to put on the nature of Christ, the nature of God. So once you begin to know yourself, that's when you begin to know God. And knowing God, you will be able to be like God. Now, that's contrary to your theology, but that was taught by all of these things before Constantine showed up. And that is how the universe works. So how can a person become perfect? Because that's your job, is to become perfect. See, brothers and sisters, this perfection is maintaining your mental disposition. Let's read Isaiah 55, verse 10. Isaiah 55, verse 10 says this, for as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and they do not return there, but they water the earth, and they make it bring forth bud. It comes down, does its purpose, produces fruit. Let's continue, verse 11. Isaiah 55, verse 11. That it may give good seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. Brothers and sisters, the word of God cannot return void. It's going to expand your consciousness, and it's going to bring about an awareness. I am living proof. Now I'm wealthy. Now I'm at the wealth. I'm still growing. Just, I mean, like I said, every month, hey, I'm growing. Why? Because I'm growing in awareness. Every month my awareness grows, and every month my wealth grows. Every month my awareness grows, my consciousness grows, my health grows. Every month my awareness grows, so my wisdom grows. Every month my awareness grows, so my relationship grows. Why? Because if it comes from my mouth, it shall not return to me void. It shall accomplish that for which I please. So what is coming out of my mouth? The thing that I'm thinking in my head. So I'm going to ask you the question, brother. I'm going to ask you the question. What's coming out of your mouth? More importantly, what's in your head? What are you thinking? Since your thoughts are not your thoughts, your life is not your life. So I highly recommend you bring your thoughts into captivity, because that's what the Bible says. Now, remember, we got the watered down version. But the watered down version is better than no version. So when you start with the watered down version, then the watered down version is going to take you and it's going to expose to you the greatest hoax and the greatest fraud that ever that was ever perpetrated upon mankind. What is that? That are not the Logos. What does that mean? Let me make sure you understand. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. The greatest hoax that was perpetrated on you and I is that the earliest Christian documents are documents before Constantine. All of these documents that I'm talking about goes all the way back to the Hebrew followers of Yahushua. They ceased to exist after the fall of Jerusalem in 70 AD. Let me say that again. According to every research that I found on the planet from the 4th century church of Constantine, that when they started promoting the false doctrine, pagan Greek world, that's based upon this New Testament, that started to preach that Yahushua was not your brother, but he was your God. Now, keep him as your God, but just make sure you include him as your brother, for the people that don't understand. But if you go back to the fall of Jerusalem in 70 AD. This is historical fact. I'm not talking about no belief system. And if you find, okay, what did the Essenes, what did the Hebrews, what is documented in the written in the Dead Sea Scrolls and in this book called The Antiquity of the Jews, what's in the Dead Sea Scrolls that cost John Allegro his life? Because he published a book called the Christian myth. What's in the Dead Sea Scrolls that's not been published that you don't know about? What did the Jewish historian Josephus know that you don't? He used to be. Now, just remember, Flavius Josephus was a card-carrying Christian, and he turned and became a Constantine follower. Why? And then Flavius Josephus wrote all of the history books that you believe in right now. All of history came from Flavius Josephus, all Christian history anyway. Why did they kill? What was the Crusades all about? What was the decline and the fall of the great Roman Empire before they embraced the Essenes, E-S-S-I-N-I-A-N-S? Want to go your blow your cookies? Google that, E-S-S-I-N-I-A-N-S. I-A-N-S, not the E-S-S-E-N, these things. What they give us right now is the E-S-S-E-N-E-S, E's. The original has eyes. Notice how they change. Remember what Matthew 23 said, that Jesus himself said, says that, woe, 8 times, woe to you scribes and Pharisees, for you took away the key of knowledge. You yourself cannot enter into the kingdom of God, and you prevent other people from entering in. Why? They change jots and tittles. So E-S-S-E-N-E-S really is E-S-S-I-N-I-A-N-S. What about Christians? There ain't no such thing. They were Christians. So C-H-R-E-C-H-R-I. So Christos replaced Chris. Why? Chris means drug. Chris means useful. So you want to be sitting? You want to be sitting down? You want to be drugged out? Or you want to be used? I want to be an implement of Yah. I don't want to be drugged by Yah. Very small, but jots and tittles. But the Bible says heaven and earth would pass away before one jot and one tittle. And so it's important now, you have a way that leads, that seems right, but it leads to death. What is death? Death is poverty. What is death? Death is disease. Death is being in a relationship where you argue and fight all the time. That's death. I want to be in an environment where it's love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. I'm not doing death anymore. Why? Because I found the way. And I got rid of the way. And the way has been prostituted by the shepherd of, there's an ancient text by called the Shepherd of Hamas. I highly recommend it. The Shepherd of Hamas, again, is an ancient text that's not inside of the Helios Biblios. Why? Because it talks about the true Messiah, the indwelling Logos. See, the pre-Constantine church understood that Yahushua was sent down here to indwell the Logos. So to show you how not to be so carnal, low vibration, and how to be more spiritual, high vibration, period. That's it. He was there to show you that there was no longer a outside text, that now the text was inside of you. He was here to activate the inner soul, to make you and to bring about a spiritual reality. They knew that, so they get you to focus on the physical. So everything that you do physically, you're supposed to be doing spiritually. So they get you to go to a physical temple, get on your physical knees, pay physical money, and listen to a physical preacher. That's not what it's supposed to do. At least according to the original text. Before it was changed by Constantine. Because Constantine knew he had to get you to change what is called your core essence, your core essence. What am I dealing with in my group, Clarinomics? I'm dealing with your core imprint. Who you think put it there? Constantine. Because Constantine replaced the constellations. So you look to the Bible says, you know, to look to the heavens, that the heavens declare the handiwork of God. The heavens declare it. But they don't anymore. Now, they say that if you look in that, that's demonic. Go to church and they tell you, hey, doing anything with the zodiac and that kind of stuff, that's devil worship, dude. You can't do that. When did it change? Constantine changed it. The universe works, brother. God works, but you got the wrong God. You need the pre-325 God, 325 A.D. God. That dude is dangerous. Jesus said in Mark 3, verse 28, let's bring this to a close. Jesus said in Mark 3, 28, surely I say unto you, all sins will be forgiven, the sons of men, and whatever blasphemes they may utter. But he who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit never has forgiveness, but is subject to eternal condemnation. What Yahushua was saying here, brothers, is what I'm trying to express, expose to you today. You go around and you start changing jots and tittles. You will mess around and find yourself in what is called a perpetual damnation. We'll put it that way. You see, my brothers and sisters, most people have never heard this statement. Thou art my son. On this day I have begotten thee. Most people have never heard that because that has been removed. If you go to Luke chapter 3, verse 22, if you look at Matthew chapter 10, verse 38, you start to understand how jots and tittles was changed from the original text. And that's why it says in Hebrews that it is impossible to restore again to repentance someone who has once been enlightened and tasted of the heavenly gift. Thankfully, most people have never been enlightened. Most people have never tasted of the heavenly gifts. They got the imitation Christ. Because he who does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He who finds his life will lose it. He who loses his life for my sake will find it. Matthew chapter 10, verse 38. Brothers and sisters, the universe works for people who work it. The way that you have right now seems right, but it leads to death. Proverbs 14:12. So get rid of it. That's what I did. Everything that you're doing right now is great if you want to stay on a low vibrational level. I want to vibrate. I want to put in the mind of Christ. So I want to deny myself. So every goal, every dream that I have, I denied it. That's why everything that I was doing, I flipped the script. And then I started becoming healthy, wealthy, wise, and my relationship started to change. Because I decided to deny myself. And the word self means flesh. So you have to deny your flesh. So if your flesh says, let's knock down a box of Krispy Kreme donuts, your spirit will say, white flour and sugar coats the lining of my intestines that have feli, the feli that absorb the food. So therefore, if you eat that donut, you put in a blanket over your intestines that's going to prohibit your intestines from absorbing any nutrition that comes into your mouth after you eat that donut. So if you eat that donut, you better make sure you got a way to get that donut. And you got to put in something that has a lot of fiber in it and a lot of water to scrub the inside of your intestines, because you can't go inside your body and scrub and remove all that flour and all that sugar that has now poisoned the inside of your intestines. So if you don't got a system to clean out that junk after you put it in your mouth, don't put it in your mouth. So I already know that if I do, I'm not going to try to deny myself no donut, because I already know that the system is designed to put donuts in front of my face, to put commercials, to put everybody around me, every fast food restaurant on another corner to tempt me. So I'm led astray by left of my own flesh. So that's how the system works. So therefore, I got a higher law that says that, hey, if I put watermelon in my mouth that is all water and fiber, it's going to go in and it's going to cleanse out the inside, the fiber inside the watermelon, along with the high alkalinity rate of the watermelon. And there is this one enzyme in watermelon that starts with a P that I can't tell you about yet that's going to go in, and it does something specifically to my body that allows my body. So when you see me posting watermelons all the time on Facebook, you know why I'm doing it. I was born at night, but I wasn't born last night. So then I can maintain my optimal health, because it's not what goes in that defiles a man, it's what comes out. So if you can't get out, as Dr. Sabi, who's no longer here, I wonder why Dr. Sabi's not here anymore. Because Dr. Sabi taught one thing, mucus removal. Dr. Sabi did not teach anything else except mucus. He taught how to get mucus out your system. And he cured every known disease to man. Max Gershom, whose wife is still kicking, to my understanding, down in San Diego. You can go and Google Gershom Institute. What do they do? They cure every known disease to man. How? You go there, you drink 10 glasses of greens. You flush your system. So I'm going to ask you, what are you doing to flush your system? Probably nothing. That's why you're sick. Now, it may not manifest yet, but you're overweight. There's no such thing as weight. Weight is waste. So you're carrying around extra waste. If you don't get it out of your body, it's going to putrefy, and then disease is going to show up. It takes a little while, but it'll show up. That's how this universe works. The universe works on consciousness or awareness. The only reason that you don't have money is you're not aware of what you're doing that is stopping you from the money coming into your life. That's how the universe works. The universe automatically sends you everything that you need, but the only reason that you don't have it is because you're doing something to prevent it from coming into your life. Your job is to be conscious and to be aware of what I am doing that is limiting me to vibrate on this higher level. That's all I teach. I teach you how to find and remove your limiting vibrations so that way your true, authentic, higher vibration can come into your life and vibrate. And it's unfortunately because that limiting vibration that is prohibiting is a core imprint. And so you must have a core doctrine to remove that core imprint. And if you don't get exposed to the core doctrine or the core teachings, it doesn't address, because it doesn't turn the codex on. The codex, your DNA turns on by vibration. So certain words activate certain things inside the body. So if you don't hear that right buzzword, there no longer remains a sacrifice for the sins, but a fearful prospect of judgment and a fiery fire which will consume the adversaries, meaning that your body is going to heat up and your body will become acidic instead of it being alkaline, and you'll die before your time. Brothers and sisters, we're just scratching the surface. I just wanted to drop this knowledge. Tomorrow we'll be back on course. We'll be back into the teachings that we've been talking about all week. I think we are on, what part are we on? I forgot what level. I want to say we are on part 5 of how or why you can't put new wine in the old wineskin during the 12 noon show. And then the evening show we're doing how to break the pattern and conditioning of the programming of this world. And we're on part 4 of that. So we'll pick up tomorrow, especially for the members that's a part of the Clarinomics group. Hey, I love you guys. Thank you so much for joining me. For anybody that's interested, please email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com to learn more information about the how we are building your temple to house the Shekinah glory of God. Brothers and sisters, I am Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May the Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. The Son always comes in the name of the Father. And may the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you, because he will never ever manipulate or control you. That's how you know the difference. You know that you have the authentic way when you are producing authentic fruit. If you have been led and guided in the place where you end up hurts other people, that's not God. If you've been doing the kind of crazy stuff that I've been doing, then that's how you know that you got a crazy God, because God, the big G, is not an author of confusion. He's the author of love, joy, peace, gentleness. That's the Ruach. That's the true way. It always leads you and guides you into the area of love, joy, peace, gentleness. It's a win-win situation. You don't hurt people. So if you are hurting somebody, if you're talking to somebody, if you're disrespecting somebody, if you're abusing somebody, that's not God. I don't know what you got, but it's not God. God doesn't, I don't care how much you dislike somebody, you still don't disrespect them. You separate yourself from them, and you allow them to be them, and you allow you to be you. That's the Ruach of the Numa. It always leads to a higher vibration. So if you're not on that higher vibration, and you mean to tell me something can happen in your life, and you can do something that can injure another person, another animal, another plant, another one. You're just going through life, just leaving a freaking trail of destruction. You're a virus, like I was living my life. That's not God. That's a way that seems right. You're lying to yourself. You're telling yourself, oh, yeah, like I did. Yeah, I'm a licensed and ordained minister, brother. Man, I'm the bus hell wide open. I was lost and confused. There is a way that seems right unto the man, but the end thereof is death. Make sure that you're following the true God, not Constantine's God. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but know the same pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see. I see.
Yeah.
Rate it all, hit it on the nail. Let me tell you about these physicalities and prison pail. Yeah. On the verge of insanity if just the system fails. Got it screaming at humanity and sism to a cell. And they trick us with the vanity with pictures in the cell. Trying to keep us all distracted like a dreamer in a spell. And that's beside the fact that they've been feeding us these tales. Yeah. While they locking up our brothers and they beating them in jail. Yeah. I don't know what you've been saying, but my vision is to fail. Cause this dreaming is the reason I ain't breathing with this hell. They said I wanna go and run and gunning with the team. Yeah. They come up with the ghetto, getting money, grubbing schemes. Yeah. I know it's just a dream, cause brothers gotta wake up. It's all about the presentation when you about to take stuff. Delusions, dreams, it really doesn't matter. You better get your energy and put it in the ladder. Life is just a chance for you to show what you made out of. Yeah. Life is just a chance for you to
what?
Show.
Oh.
But you can't.
Huh?
Cause you're still dreaming, man.
Still dreaming.